Moose Pilot.
Now tell me, did you bring the wine I requested?
Yeah, the SSB.
No, I said I wanted a Chianti.
Bless you. Hello and welcome to another episode of Can We Add Arnie, the only podcast that if you were to physically eat it, you would get a lot of nutritional value.
Oh man, we are packed with potassium, sulfate.
Yep, calcium, zinc, iron. Everything that the growing body needs, you get this into you and you'll be a bigger and stronger version of yourself.
Like Arnie.
Like Arnie.
Consume
it. Put it in the mouth and chew and chew and chew. Swallow and then pass. And once again. Anyway.
Wait, you're saying you pass it?
No, don't get into it. This is the show where we try to insert one Arnold Schwarzenegger into as many movies as possible. And so far, and this might be surprising, but we've had 100% strike rate.
It's been great. My name is Corey Sutton.
And I am Alan Aldworth. And this is Can We Add Arnie. Insert cool opener sound effect thing here. We already did the start, then we can. Anyway, we are today doing a movie that we're both very excited to do. The Silence of the Lambs. This is the Hannibal Lecter series, the first movie that really kicked off a franchise.
1991 was when this came out.
Wow.
It cleaned up at the Academy Awards.
Of course it did.
Best director, best picture, best adapted screenplay, best actress, and best actor for Anthony Hopkins, which is surprising because I think in total he has like 18 minutes of screen time.
Oh, but it's all the build-up of like, when is he going to be there? When is he going to be there? And it's just so cool. And considering this movie itself, and by the way, we're assuming that you've seen the movies before we get into them.
Yeah.
But like, he's not even really much of the plot. Do you know what I mean?
He's not. He's just like an added character, which is, I think, is why people are so surprised that he does win Best Actor and not Best Supporting Actor.
True. But he's so good in it. So good. This movie, critics, 95% audience, also 95%. I agree.
It's fantastic film. Is it? It's based off a book, isn't it?
I have no idea. You know I can't read.
Okay. Well.
Way to bring that up.
It's so awkward. Synopsis time.
Well, you need to read that because I can't. Why not?
The Silence of the Lambs follows FBI trainee Clarice Starling as she seeks help of imprisoned and cannibalistic serial killer Dr. Hannibal Lecter to catch another serial killer, Buffalo Bill, who's played by Ted Levine. Now, that might not mean something to you.
It doesn't mean anything to me.
It does to me.
Why?
Did you ever watch Monk?
Yes.
He was the police chief in Monk.
Okay. That doesn't mean anything to me now.
Okay.
I take it back.
Clarice's interactions with Lecter are intense and psychological as he manipulates her while providing crucial insights into Buffalo Bill's psyche.
It's a really, really good movie. However, when watching it, I was like, there are so many scenes that Arnie could be in here.
Oh, my goodness.
I was licking my lips. Couldn't wait to do this one, to be honest. It was like me with a piece of human meat and I'm Hannibal Lecter. Blah, blah, blah,
blah, blah. Oh, this film made you hungry.
Absolutely. There was one particular scene that did not. A lot of adult scenes in this movie, by the way.
Oh, yeah, and a lot of adult words.
There's like jizz being thrown at one point.
And he says, I can smell your...
Oh, yeah, C-bomb. Then she says it. I'm like, I don't know how I feel about that
and
word.
And then Hannibal's like, I can't smell that, but I can smell avian body lotion.
Yeah, which is just, it's a whole thing. It's a whole thing. Once again, every movie we do, we hope that you've seen it first, or you're going to have no context into what we're doing. But where should we start, Corey?
I think the most appropriate place to start for this movie is where Clarice meets Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
Absolutely. It's such a cool scene. She's taken down to this huge kind of basement prison situation by this jerk warden guy.
Yeah.
He's such a jerk.
Oh, he is. He's just so smug.
He's smug and gross and slimy and hitting on her.
And you want him to die.
Straight away. And he's just like, oh, hey, come on down here, Clarice. Well, thank you, sir. I'm just going to find my way down here and I could take care of myself now. Well, if you need anything, I'll just be over here. And just saying that you look really attractive for an FBI agent. Well, I do appreciate that, but I'm going to get going now and be about my business. And hopefully you can be about yours too. Well, if you need anything, I'm over here.
What a creep.
Just waiting in the wings. Put me inside the one with him. I want to be in the prison now. Get me away from this one. Thank you. Okay, here we go. I'm walking through. Ooh, that guy's gross.
I can smell your delightfulness.
That's a good edit. Oh, God, they're all so crazy. Okay, all right. Oh, Dr. Hannibal Lecter?
Yo, yo.
intimidating voice.
Yeah.
My name is Clarice Starling from the FBI. And, oh, God.
Do I detect a hint of body lotion?
Yeah. Can you smell what franchise I went to before I came here for lunch?
You went to Chuck E. Cheese.
Damn it.
And you had a double cheeseburger with extra cheese. Two large fries.
Oh.
And if I'm not mistaken...
It is shake day.
You also had cherry cola.
He's good. I'm just going to ask you a few questions, and hopefully, with the insight, you could help us here at the FBI, tracking down one they call Buffalo Bill.
Buffalo Bill. I know him.
Really?
Yeah.
This is great. May I sit down? And
absolutely.
Yeah.
Ask me some questions about this Buffalo Bill.
So what is Buffalo Bill's real name?
Buffalo Bill, his real name is Buffalo Bill. He's an ice cream. And so he's got like a gumdrop for a nose.
Okay.
He's like a...
No.
He wears a cowboy hat.
No,
it's delicious. It's like a caramel flavor.
Okay, couple of issues with this. Number one, only Australians are going to understand this reference if they're listening to the podcast right now. And an issue number two is he is not an ice cream. He is a man that is abducting women and skinning them.
Oh, that Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, they often get mistaken.
I got confused. So he's got like a little wooden stick that's shoved up his ass. Wait, again, I'm thinking of the ice cream.
The ice cream Buffalo Bill that was cancelled in the 2000s and then brought back just recently in the last few years. Okay, no. I'm referring to...
The serial killer.
The serial killer, yeah.
He was a former patient of mine.
Okay, yeah,
when I was being a psychiatric doctor throughout California
and
what the
can
United
you
States.
What can you tell me about Buffalo Bill?
For the victim... Did you find that there was a butterfly in their throat?
Well, that information is not being released to the general public, but I can tell you right now, between us, yes, that it was not a butterfly. It was indeed a moth.
Let me tell you about the butterfly.
Okay.
Once upon a time, that butterfly was a very hungry caterpillar.
Okay. And where might you be going with this one,
and
Mr. Lecter? Dr. Lecter, sorry?
It's doctor.
Yeah.
Get it right.
Okay.
And that hungry caterpillar ate through a cheese.
Okay.
He ate through a sausage.
Oh, no, I think I know this one.
He ate through an apple.
You're telling me the story of the hungry caterpillar.
Clarice, you are smarter than you look.
Thank you, doctor.
And then he ate through...
No. I'm going to need some hard evidence, okay? So far, you've given me the name of a delicious ice cream, which I will be buying two of on my way home after this. And you've also given me an idea of a book that I can give to someone who's having a baby soon for a baby shower gift. So thank you so much for that. However,
You don't need to tell me anything about your life because I already know it. You grew up in a Midwestern town, probably West Virginia. You've tried to hide your accent because you're ashamed of it.
You can see through my accent. Yeehaw!
Oh. You wear cheap shoes, but you carry an expensive handbag because you want to keep up appearances, but you can't afford it. You're probably only one generation away from white trash.
He's coming.
And if I'm not mistaken...
Oh, no.
You have had no significant relationships in your life because you're afraid for men to get too close to you.
Oh, damn it, he tore me down like a drag queen at the front row of a show.
You probably drive a 1980s early model Datsun. Runs on unleaded.
It does.
You have a cat at home. It's dying. It has a urinary tract infection. I can smell the piss. Definitely piss. But Clarice, I like you. I like you a lot. I think we need to have a discussion.
Please, doctor, I insist.
I will help you.
Okay, all right.
The man you're looking for, Buffalo Bill.
Yes.
Late 30s.
Yes.
Early 40s, maybe.
Yes.
Blonde hair.
Yes.
Has a complexion. Facial hair.
Okay.
Drives a van, most likely.
Yes, okay.
Right. Says he's from Pennsylvania, but he's not.
Okay, yes.
Maybe Philadelphia.
Yeah.
Possibly Louisiana.
Yes.
Maybe Texas.
Okay.
Could be upstate New York.
Okay.
Seattle.
Doctor, please. You're wasting my time.
Northern Canada.
I'm writing this all down, but I do feel like you're wasting both of our time, doctor. But I'll see you later. Okay, here we go.
Oh,
bye-bye.
Red and Clarice.
Yeah?
I like the suit.
Okay, you don't need to be a jackass about it. All right, I'm going now. Yep, there you go. That is the first confrontation between, Clarice and Dr. Hannibal Lecter. They do allude to that scene, but because Megs is the crazy guy next door, he does gross stuff, flings it at her. It's a whole gross thing.
It's really filthy scene.
It's really gross. The C-bombs dropped twice. It's a whole thing. But we do learn in a later scene that Hannibal has revenge on Clarice because he hates rude people. I want to do that scene because that scene doesn't exist yet.
No, it doesn't. But it can through the power of our brains.
Now, I would like you to play Hannibal Lecter again this time. However, not as Arnie, because I think Arnie should be playing the role of Megs.
The sperm flinger.
I don't think he'd want to play this role if we did offer it to him. However,
hi, Arnie. It's me, your agent.
Yo, what can I do for you?
I got a new scene for you in this Silence of the Lambs movie.
Okay, cool. Is this the new one with Jodie Foster's in this one?
Yeah, that's the
serial
one.
Serial killer drama. Yeah, cool.
We got a role for you.
Buffalo Bill, maybe? I hear he's a good character.
No,
good lines.
We've got
I can practice. Watch me. Would they fuck me? I'd fuck me.
No.
Fuck me.
That role's already been filled.
Okay, whatever.
Ted Levine from Monk. You ever seen it? He's great.
Nope,
he plays the sergeant.
No one's seen that movie.
Anyway, so we want you to play this guy called Miggs.
Okay, what's he do?
He's a prisoner that sits next to Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, so I'm in like all the shots. I love it. Okay.
Your introduction is that you fling.
Fling what?
You fling like a bodily fluid.
Oh, no, pee.
No, wait, have you ever tried to fling pee? You can't fling pee.
No, you can't really.
It's
no,
a
you
liquid.
Can kinda, you can splash it more than
a
fling.
But a fling is.
Oh, it's poo.
No. You're kind of closer with the pee from the organ.
Oh, I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
It's your little babies.
Yeah, I don't want to do this movie.
No, it's really good. It's going to put you on the map.
Now I'm good.
Sharing a screen with Anthony Hopkins is going to do...
I'd rather film Last Action Hero movie again and with the horrible ratings. I would rather do that.
Okay, well, I'm going to call Matt Damon.
He would love that role. Actually, I insist.
He's pretty good at flinging sperm.
Yeah, absolutely. Give it to him right now. So we do the role.
Yep.
Megs is Arnie and you're Hannibal Lecter tormenting him. Here we go. See you later, Clarice.
Megs, it's me, Dr. Hannibal Lecter.
Oh, you'll creep me out, man. You gotta.
Hello, Megs.
You're talking to me behind the wall. Did you just see what I did there? It was so hilarious. I'm crazy.
Megs, you disgusting little man. We need to talk.
I'm big, man, so you know. You can't see me because I'm behind the wall, but I'm a big boy, just so you know. I assume you're big too?
Megs, nothing about your size will protect you here.
Okay.
You might go to the gym.
Uh-huh.
You might clang and bang.
I do.
You might lift those weights.
I try to sometimes if I can get the moment to myself.
But inside, within, the muscles that you so... carefully sculpt for the world.
Hey, you're creeping me out. Can I get a guard over here or something? He's creeping me out.
No one is here to protect you.
Go back to your drawings. You're freaking me out, man.
Migs or Migs? Let's talk about what's happening inside yourself.
Prefer Migs.
Migs.
Yeah, you.
Migsy, Migsy.
Oh, no. I hate it when he refers to me like that.
You can't treat...
Look, I'm sorry, okay? I won't be flinging anything at anyone anymore, okay? You taught me a lesson. You're creeping me out.
Apologies won't cut it anymore, Migs.
Oh, no.
It's time you receive your punishment.
How are you going to do it?
Through mental torture and gymnastics.
Has it begun already?
Let's go back in time, Migs.
Oh, no.
I've known you for life. I've known you before life.
Oh, no.
I knew your parents, Migs. Your father, he was a drinker.
Oh, he was.
And he didn't like your scrawny little arms, did he?
He hated them. He said they were so weak and fragile.
Yes, and I know what you did. You injected steroids into your ass.
No, no, you have no proof of this.
Oh, there's proof, Migs. There's plenty of proof. We've seen it.
Can we get a guard in here?
You injected, you steroided, you rigged the competition, Migs.
No, I didn't do it.
You did, and it will get out one way or another.
No, don't say these things. I'm no natural.
Your mother, Migs.
Don't talk about mommy.
Your mother, she didn't like you.
No, she liked me fine.
She didn't like
you. She just liked her own space more, that's all.
She despised the fact that she had to breastfeed you until 17 years old, Migs.
But it's the way I had to get big and strong. Please.
Migs, we knew that you steroided your mother as well.
Where's the guards?
The mother's milk was full of protein.
You're freaking me out, man.
Migs.
Can I just go back and create more of that stuff that I threw into this? Can you go, please? No.
Let's talk about your ex-wife, Migs.
Pauline.
You got roid rage.
And my little itty testicles.
The little shriveled raisins is what she called them, Migs.
They're tiny.
Let's talk about your children, Migs.
No more talking, please. Like this end, God!
You want it to end, do you, Migs?
Please!
Well, here's how it can end for you.
Please.
What you do?
You're starting to sound like a beetle. Just so you know, which is the worst form of torture.
Have you seen my yellow submarine, Migs?
No, but I bet you're looking for it.
Anyway, Migs.
Oh, no, that's the creepy voice.
Oh, no, it's making my skin crawl. You want it to end, Migs?
Please make it end.
Well, this is what you do, Migs.
Okay.
You grab your tongue.
And
you push it down your throat.
Would that kill me?
It would kill you, Migs.
But it would make this end?
It would make this end. And as the sweet embrace of death takes you away, you are swept
up. Hey, what's
up.
Going on over here?
Oh,
hey,
hello, God.
Back from the cell, Hannibal. What happened to Migs?
I don't know what happened to Migs.
Oh, he's dead.
You might say that Cat got his tongue.
You used a cat?
No, it's just an expression.
Okay, all right.
Just an expression.
Well, the boss isn't going to like this. He's going to be taking all your stuff. You know that, right?
You might say he's a little tongue-tied.
No, it's just pushed back. There's no knot here.
It's a little bit tongue-in-cheek.
No, it's in his throat.
My humor's wasted on you. Lunch, please.
I don't find you funny at all. I imagine that's exactly how that scene went.
It really did descend to a beetle. I knew it halfway through. I was like, I've lost Hannibal. And it went from...
Where are you, Hannibal?
Hannibal, it's me, John Lennon.
Well, I look forward to my awful effort coming up soon. There is a big scene in there that everyone quotes. Of course, this is the Buffalo Bill one. The lotion in the basket scene. I like the idea of Arnie being stuck in the well. And because at the end of the day, right, he's getting these girls because they're bigger girls and they have more skin. He's making a skin suit. That's why he's doing it.
It's such a disturbing thing.
You know who has more skin than anyone?
Arnie. He's got excess skin.
Those shoulder blades, man, that's a lot of skin, baby. I mean, it's well tanned, looks great. He looks after himself. That's the person to be trying to kidnap if you could wrestle them into
what,
a van.
What is that?
That would be the hard part, I suppose. Hey, can you help me with this couch? Yeah, no problem. Yeah, no problem. I'll do it by myself. Get out of the way. There you go.
I'm just going to bang your head.
Nope, that didn't work. Stop it. Get out of here now. Boom. Okay, that one made me a little dizzy. I'm going to lay that on the couch now. All right, I'm walking up in a well. I'm in a well. What's going on? Hello?
There he is.
Hello?
Hello down there.
Hey, get me out of here, you creep.
You're not getting out of here.
What the hell's going on?
I'm Buffalo Bill. You're in a well.
Wait, you're Buffalo Bill?
Yeah.
The one that kidnaps all the girls?
Yeah.
Why are you chosen me?
I need some skin. I'm making a skin suit.
Oh, you're making, like, leathery skin suit?
Yeah.
You need a nice tan skin.
Yeah.
Okay, I get it now.
You oil, don't you?
I do oil. You got to moisturize. It's very important.
Well, it's funny that you talk about moisture.
You're creeping me out, man.
I'm just going to throw down this
I'm in this well looking up at you, and you're going to say you're creeping me out.
Well.
Beautiful eyes, bud.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. Now, yeah.
There's a doggy. Hello.
This is my little doggy.
What's his name?
His name is... Well, I forget his name.
Precious?
Don't you talk to him, Precious. Don't you get attached to him, Precious.
Okay.
Don't you talk to him,
hey,
Precious.
Hey, you can let me
I'm
out.
I'm still talking to Precious. I'm talking to Precious.
Okay.
Precious, don't you talk to that man down there. Don't you get attached to that man down there. He's going to be a skin suit down there, okay?
I don't like that term, skin suit. It sounds so gross.
Listen up here, skin suit.
Hey. My family loves me, and they could pay you lots of money. I don't know if you know who I am, but I am the son of a very important man, and you could totally, like, get some money.
Okay.
Buy yourself a skin suit. They probably make them in China, like with pigskin or something. I don't know. But
who's your daddy?
How the tables have turned. He's a rich, mother is a very important senator.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's all part of that. But you could let me out, and I don't need to tell you anything.
Here, catch this.
What the hell is in this basket?
That's a lotion.
What is this for?
It puts the lotion on his skin or it gets the hose.
Oh, no, is this a kink thing?
It puts the lotion on his skin or it gets the hose.
Oh, God.
That's it, I'm getting the hose.
No.
You listen here, skin
it's
suit.
So cold.
Hey, skin suit, you listen to me. You
Please
listen
don't
good.
Call me skin suit. I skin have a name.
What's your name?
My name is Arnie.
but I don't want you to watch. It's creepy if you watch.
It puts the lotion on his skin, or it gets that hose again.
Oh, it's okay. I'm going to put extra on my elbows. I get dry elbows.
Yeah, good. That's actually good. I need some elbow patches. Okay, yeah. I'm going to make your skin elbow patches like, you know how when you go to university.
You're in a tweed jacket.
You get a tweed jacket and you got those leather patches. I'm going to turn your beautiful brown leather skin into some elbow patches. Listen here, skin
I'm doing
suit.
My feet as well.
Oh, yeah.
No, you don't make it weird.
I'm going to make them some nice shoes.
Okay, feet. They look...
Oh, skin suit, you are one of the best.
Oh, God, stop calling me that.
Here's what's going to happen, skin suit.
Yeah.
I'm going to slowly lift you up here. I'm going to knock you out with this here frying pan.
Okay.
I'm going to slowly stake that skin off your body and make me that beautiful tweed little leather skin jacket.
And why are you doing this to me?
Because I then got to go to college and teach my students. And I want my students to know that I'm rich and fancy and I got a human leather patches on my tweed jacket.
Okay.
Isn't that right, precious?
Yep.
You see this here? This here moth is in a cocoon. I'm going to send it down. I want you to put it in your mouth.
Okay. You're creeping me out, man. This is weird. I want to get out now.
It puts the moth in its throat or it gets the hose again.
Get out of me, man.
Put the moth in your mouth or it gets the hose again. I'm putting the hose on.
Okay.
Put the moth in your mouth.
I'm putting the lotion in the basket. There we go. Here's the basket. Okay. Give me the moth. I put it in my mouth and swallowed it.
Well, I'm going to go because Monk is on TV.
Okay, you go watch Monk then.
They got this police chief sergeant. Oh, he's good.
Bye.
You keep banging.
Goodbye.
Precious, you stay here.
See you later.
God,
yeah,
precious.
Please, for the love of God. All right, well, that certainly ended exactly how I expected. We just realized, and by we, I mean I, just realized we haven't pulled a name out today to randomly insert into a scene, and we're almost running out of podcasts to do just that. So let me pull out a random name, which I've got a feeling will definitely be popping up sooner than later. The name that I have right now, oh, God, it's David Bowie.
David Bowie.
It's David Bowie.
Oh, David Bowie.
David Bowie. So he'll
it
be popping
puts the
up.
Lotion on its skin or it gets the hose again.
Well, that would have been perfect. Too bad that's already been done.
Damn it.
Well, I look forward to David Bowie popping up randomly as we
Buffalo
don't have
Buffalo Bill, are you watching Monk?
All right. Well, there's only really one scene left to do.
And you're talking, obviously, it has to be that phone scene at the end of the film.
Right at the end of the scene.
When Hannibal, yeah. He's on the phone. He's called Clarice.
Well, Clarice has saved the day. She's been given all the love in the world. And then all of a sudden the phone rings and she answers. And on the other end of the line, it is one Hannibal Lecter who's now gone missing since. He's ripped off faces. He's done all sorts of stuff. But he is officially on the run. But still, as charming and as polite as ever.
He is. Well, yes, hello.
Well, hello, Clarice.
Yes, hello.
Now, Clarice, I want to...
Is that you, Hannibal?
Clarice, I want to...
I'm still trying to discover my accent. West Virginia. There we go.
Please don't cut me off there, Clarice. I would like to congratulate you and your amazing efforts with the FBI.
Well, thank you very much.
As you have managed to save the day yet once again. Now, don't bother tracing me because this phone call will be far too short for anything to actually get through there, Clarice.
Well, I could try and keep you on the line for a little bit.
No, there's no way you could get me talking, Clarice. But I just wanted to congratulate you and I wanted to let you know that I will not be coming after you, Clarice.
Where
this world
you?
Is far more important.
Where are
with you?
You
in it. Sorry?
Where are you?
Oh, well, that's personal.
Well, are you in California?
No.
Are you in Texas?
No.
Are you in Canada?
No.
Are you in Connecticut?
No.
New York?
No.
West Virginia, my home state?
Closer.
Oh.
But still no.
So what are you doing?
Well, I just called to bring up and say that I think you've done a tremendous job and you should be mighty proud of yourself.
Well,
and
fine.
I'll continue to watch on your efforts from afar, Clarice.
Have you got me bugged? Have you got a camera?
Oh, I've
Is
got,
that what you're doing?
I've got many a camera there, Clarice.
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right.
What are you doing tonight?
Well, I'm actually having an old friend over for dinner.
Oh, wait a minute. You're a cannibal. Cannibal.
Yeah.
Oh, I just got that.
Yeah. No, it's
Hannibal,
the jokes.
The cannibal.
Yeah.
So what are you going to cook this friend?
All right.
You didn't answer me. What are you going to cook this friend?
Time for me to go.
You didn't answer me.
Got to go now, Clarice. It's been real.
Hey, who was that on the phone?
Nobody of your importance. That's nobody on the phone.
But why are we all over here for some fancy dinner? Why did you bring David Bowie? Well, I'm just here to eat some freaky dinky pork chops, baby.
It's Bowie me. Is going to be coming for dinner.
I'm David Bowie, baby. Look at my crotch. I'm dressed up like I'm in Labyrinth. I'm a Goblin King. I don't like him.
Tell me, Dr. Frederick, which part of Bowie do you think is the most delicious?
It's got to be my penis. This scene's really unraveled quick.
Fast forward to the dinner table. All right, I'm in the kitchen.
Your Dr. Hamble later, by the way, is getting more and more Beatle. You were doing a really good one before. You have turned full John Lennon.
I know.
Ugh, I don't need that.
Bowie, you look absolutely scrumptious tonight.
Well, thank you, Doctor. It's me, David.
Look into this pot here, Bowie.
Yeah.
Do you see all them fava beans?
I do. What an interesting choice for a meal.
Would you kindly turn away from me for a second, Mr. David Bowie?
Owie. You've got me there. I'm David Bowie bleeding out in the kitchen. Hey, when's the food coming? I'm hungry.
Oh, I'm so glad you could make it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Where's the food? It smells delicious. Did you say it was bovine we were eating? Bovine?
Yes.
What a weird way to word it. I normally say beef. Oh, no, I see the meal. This isn't bovine at all.
This is Ziggy Stardust.
Help me.
Well, that concludes another episode of Can We Add Arnie? Look, I'm going to be honest, the wheels fell off towards the end there.
They really did.
But it's not about the wheels falling off, it's about limping over the finish line. And I think we certainly did that. Did we improve the movie? I don't know. But did we add Arnie? We certainly did, Corey.
We really did. Now, of course, if you like our podcast, there's some things you can do to help support us.
Please.
You can write us a review on Apple Podcasts.
Yes.
You can leave us a 5-star rating on Spotify with some fava beans.
That'd be absolutely scrumptious.
You can follow and like our stuff on Instagram and TikTok with a glass of Chianti.
Even if you are wearing cheap shoes from a second-hand outfit that's been passed down.
And in that gorgeous suit of yours, you can join the Can We Add Arnie Facebook group and suggest movies and stupid characters to feature.
We would really appreciate it. I'm David Bowie.
Thank you.